Hey, folks, what would you do this summer with all the money you'd save if you didn't have a car payment for the next 5 months? Hopefully, buy lots of merchandise for the Mike Church Trading Post. Well, right now at Bulldog Kia in Athens, Georgia, take advantage of the Summer's on Us sales event with zero payments for 5 months. Plus, get 0% financing for up to 66 months on the one-of-a-kind Kia Soul, or the high-tech Kia Forte, or the newly redesigned Kia Optima. Bulldog Kia is where Mrs. Church and I have purchased our vehicle since 2011. They're great friends, and they'll treat you right, too. And for Mike Church Show listeners anywhere in the continental U.S., they will ship your new Kia to you for free. Don't cost nothing. That means your new Kia is only a click or call away. For details, call them at 855-BULLDOG or go to bulldogkia.com. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia.
The Veritas Radio Network is guaranteed the right to offend, annoy, agitate, shout heresy, and entertain.
You should start programming right now.
Kind of like the cultural sewage served up on Bravo or CMT, only it's on 24 hours a day, except Sundays. When the truth gets you angry and you throw your smartphone, remember, no one is forcing you to listen to the truth on the Veritas Radio Network.
You can't handle the truth.
You're doing that of your own free will. That's what makes this country great and any gay marriage pointless.
That's offensive.
So there isn't much you can do about it, Chowderhead.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Grab a book, take a vow, and conform your mind to reality. Otherwise, you're just another Judas-inspired Karl Marx wannabe.
And your children will steal your credit card number to buy tickets to the Miley Cyrus Twerker's Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Are you ready? Let's get it on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
They say money is the root of all evil. But on the True Money Show, you'll learn that the Federal Reserve is the root of all evil money. The True Money Show with David Simpson, exclusively on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade Channel.
Christopher, I'm getting no volume in my right headset, so I don't know if there's a problem we can fix here. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the True Money Show. We got a little Dire Straits bringing us in. You know, Mike and I ran to lunch right after the Wisdom Wednesday segment that we did, and then we ran back in here to do this work. There is a lot going on at the Veritas Radio Network. And not the least of which is just trying to keep it alive. So all of you people who love listening to Michael George, who has a new show right after mine today, Suzanne Sherman, who has the Suzanne option, Brother Andre Marie with his wonderful series called Reconquest. Of course, the Mike Church Show, the flagship of the station, Mark Kresland's in the morning. You know, we always are in awe at the new generation who, you know, got everything free on the internet, and they think they should keep getting things for free forever. You know, look, I like free as much as the next guy, but I also run my own business and know what it takes to run a business. And so we're asking you to share in those costs so we don't have to go, what's a nice word? We don't have to suck up. That's not a nice word. We'll have to suck up to advertisers and then sell out the message, because the message is very simple. The message is one of truth, conforming our minds to reality and asking the simple questions of, is this right or is this wrong? So that's what Veritas Radio Network is all about. And, well, I guess I can start off with this very simple message. You know, if you like what you're hearing and you want the easiest, most convenient way to listen to the Veritas Radio Network, then download our apps in the Windows Phone, App Store, the iTunes Store for iPhone and iPad, the Google Play Store for Android devices. Look, the app is just $1.99 and gives you fingertip access to the Crusade Channel live stream. Think about that. You get the Crusade Channel host bios in there. You get the show times, Twitter and Facebook feeds, Crusade Channel cafe locations. This is an incredible app. By the way, I've noticed that now I'm also getting notifications of when shows are starting, which I think is fantastic. So download our app today, please. Consider rating them also. And so we can kind of go up the ratings and people will start taking notice that the Veritas Radio Network is taking off. This all helps, guys. It helps us keep the Crusade Channel alive. It helps keep the Veritas Radio Network going, and will help us grow the audience and the message impact. So $1.99 for that kind of deal, don't think you can beat it. All right. I am David Simpson, and I am here on the True Money Show. I have a guest today, Mr. Mickey Ellison, who's joining me again. I'm getting messages through the window here. And so Mickey's going to join me in a minute after I do a little bit of opening comments here. But this is the True Money Show. You can call in. It's a live show, 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. If you'd like to email, maybe you don't like to talk on the phone, that's fine. David, D-A-V-I-D, at tffco.com. That stands for The Fiscal Fitness Company, which is my company. But that's David at tffco.com. And if you just want to know more about the Veritas Radio Network, of course, you go to veritasradionetwork.com. You want to know more about my business, fiscalfitnesscompany.com. You can go check out all of our hosts in their various locations on the internet, and Facebook, etc. We're doing our best here to bring you quality broadcasting. I think we're pulling it off in large measure to our founder Mike Church's expertise. Help us out and give us some support. However you can do it. All right. So I'm going to start a little segment myself. Well, not a segment so much. I'm going to start a process. The original shows I did. We're all dedicated to kind of explaining my base financial plan. I wanted everyone to know that whether you ever talk to me personally or not as your financial advisor, I wanted you to have a way to fashion your own financial plan. So I spent about 12 to 15 shows just talking about that. Now I'm going to start delving deeper into some of the financial issues, the economic issues, the monetary issues that underlie my philosophy of my financial plan. And I'm going to probably introduce a concept called humane economics. And so what would that world look like? What would a humane economy look like? And I'm going to spend probably, I don't know, I might go through the entire summer working on that concept. But I'd be willing to bet that one component of a humane economy would be a world without debt, or a world with debt greatly diminished. It wouldn't be so dominant in our lives. When I sent out my notice about my guest this week, Mickey Ellison, I wrote, you know, debt is ravaging our nation. Matter of fact, last week my guest, Franklin Sanders, talked about a book he'd ordered and read called A World in Debt, written in the 1930s. A guy, Tilden, I think was his last name, had written a book and predicted that we would be a world in debt. And boy, how right was he. So We're all about crusades at the Veritas Radio Network. That's why we have the channel called the Crusade Channel. And one man has made a crusade against debt. He's made it his personal crusade. And I just can't think of a more noble idea than that, at least in the financial realm. So if you like the idea of getting out of debt and you've never been able to do it personally, maybe you need to listen to my guest today, Mickey Ellison, who's coming up with a way for us to share our economies, if you will, to help us get rid of personal debt for each individual. We'll just take one person at a time and try to knock it out. So if you would join an effort like this, then great. You can listen to Mickey and find out how to get in touch with him. If you don't want to do anything, well, then go do something else with your money and your time that you find to be a noble cause. But don't sit there and do nothing, because that's how we got in the state we're in. Let me bring my guest on right now. Mickey, welcome back to the True Money Show.
Hey, David. Thanks for having me back again.
So I have caught wind that you used to call your thing the Dollar a Day program. I think there's a name change coming. I think there's maybe a different orientation coming. What's the state of your debt elimination concept and program?
Well, the concept is alive and well, but we're going through some transition right now. And if anyone contacts me, and the easiest way to contact me is I've got an easy email address to remember, Mickey at MickeyEllison.com. But it's in a transition phase to be more effective. And that's all I can say at this point in time. But the idea is still the same, that we can actually come together and not only with debt, but other issues, that if we come together as a team, that we can beat voluntarily, not in a way that is forced on us.
Now, what has brought on the change? And I mean, if you can't elaborate on where you're going, I won't even ask you questions to that level. But what has brought on the change? And if you want to, give us a little history as well about what made you even get into this idea.
Well, the history actually goes back to 20 years ago when my wife and I were first married, and I started a business. I had no other way of, at least at the time I didn't think, no other way of starting that business without using debt to do so. And long story short, the business failed. We were left with a mountain of debt, and the scariest part was my parents' house was the collateral on the debt.
Nice.
By the grace of God, we never missed a payment, and we probably could have filed bankruptcy, but yet that left my parents on the hook for the debt that they were so kindly, they did it out of kindness and out of belief in what I was trying to do with the business. But we made it through that. We're not 100% debt free today. You and I have been talking on and off for about 4 years now, and you know the situation that we were still in 4 years ago. And I don't know how to explain it. Unless you've been there, it's hard to comprehend how debilitating debt can be. And for most people, it's embarrassing. They don't want to talk about it. It's something that it just eats up inside. And you try to have this facade that people see. And I think we do this in a lot of areas of life. What we want, I always look at that old saying, perception is reality. Well, that's not true. Perception is perception, and reality is reality. And the reality is we were in a deep, dire situation. And ironically, in 1999, I was actually asked to become a financial planner. So in doing so, going through the dot-com bubble and the last deal we went through in 2008, what I realized is it all boils down to debt. In fact, most of the economic ills that we have today is caused by debt. I started asking questions, and I know you did as well, when I would hear financial advisors talk about having a plan for inflation, and a little bit of inflation is good for the economy. And I would go, but for who? Why is that good? Mm-hmm. Who is that good for? And, it has opened my eyes, and a friend of mine and I started a program called Complete Fitness, and there's a long story behind that name as well. But my number one objective, and I felt it as a calling from God, was to help people find a way to get out of debt. Now, how that's going to wind up being in the future. I was actually introduced to a friend of mine who I call a friend now, David Hill, from a group called the One Spark Foundation. And through talking with him, there's some things that we need to do to make sure that, and you guys talk about this all the time on this network, to make sure that we don't get into any type of trouble, I say that with quotation marks, with how we're giving the money, because we talk about living in a free country when you have to worry about what might happen to you economically from a certain agency should you actually want to give your money away.
Right, right. 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. My guest today is Mickey Ellison. Mickey is a colleague and a friend of mine. And, you know, we've grown very close over the 4 years that we've been associated. We met actually through the Mike Church Show when I used to go in there and talk about finance myself. And so I do know a lot about Mickey's situation, and I do know that he's a faithful man who in prayer came to the conclusion that his situation was not unique, that it was not something to be ashamed of, that it just was part of the lesson that God had brought to him. And so he wanted to do something with that lesson. And he started at the time a thing called Dollar a Day, which persisted for a couple of years, I guess, huh, Mick?
It has, and frankly, I think we were just giving a dollar a day. That was the idea. If we could get people to come together and give the equivalent once a month of a dollar a day to someone else to help them out of debt, then we could possibly change the world and change the lives of a lot of people. And I think we just settled on calling it Dollar a Day. But yeah, what we're actually moving towards right now, and that's if people want to go out and follow the Facebook page, is Complete Fitness Share Freedom. Share Freedom. I might all go look at it to see for sure. But it's an idea. And really, David, I think one of the lessons I've learned over the last 2 years is that in the time that we started this, is it's more than just about debt. You know, it actually boils down to when Christ was asked what the most important commandment was. And when he gave the answer, he said, it's to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and so forth. Love it with your whole being. Yep. But the second is to love your neighbor as yourself. And all the law of the prophets hang on these two commandments. So the basic gist of what we're doing and what David Hill is doing with One Spark is actually living that out. It's when we see someone in need, we don't just post on Facebook that, hey, we'll pray for you. If we're physically there and we can do something about it, we physically help them.
Yeah. You know, and that's something I wanted to mention, and I appreciate you saying that. You know, Mike Church on his show, Mark Kreslin on his show, Dr. Michael George, me on my show, you know, we keep saying this, and I hope it doesn't come across as a negative message, but we're begging people that if you're a person of goodwill, and if you see the problem in front of you, and I mean a real, I don't mean some theoretical problem that you read about in the newspaper or some book. I'm talking about, like Mickey's talking about, a problem in your town, for goodness sake. I mean, the problems of the world filter down to our towns, guys. And if you see it, if you feel it, if you sense it, if you anything it, would you please, please get off your duff and do something about it? And some people say, well, you know, you're castigating the people who are listening who probably are doing stuff. Okay, well, that's not my point. That's not my purpose. What I'm saying is that you have to get up and actually do something, not just listen and say, oh, yeah, I really agree that there's a bad problem going on. I admire you, Mickey. I admire you for taking on that challenge. And I know, by the way, I'm talking about doing something till it hurts. Mickey, who was in debt, maybe still is, I don't know.
Yeah, I still got a little bit.
Mickey's,
plan for me.
Well, but you're going across the country. You're driving across the country. You're flying across the country. You're going to different locations. You're doing these seminars and these workshops trying to help people to spread the message. Guys, Mickey's giving till it hurts. That's kind of what I'm trying to encourage people to do. You know, all I can think of right now is the widow's mite. You know, she gave her very last penny into the church coffers because she says, I trust God will make everything else work out.
Well, David, one of the things that actually really triggered me was most of this has been a spiritual journey, and learning what it actually means to be a Christian, what we're actually called to do. And the book of James, and if you ever want to read a book that's just practical in what we should do as a Christian, the book of James is it. It just pretty much lays it down on the line and says, look, If you come by someone in need, they're hungry, they're naked, they whatever that need might be, they're cold. And you, in today's version of it, it would be, well, I'll pray for you on Facebook, or we'll walk by and I'll do this for you, and or we'll just pray. We're going to pray. And again, I'm not knocking prayer. We do need to pray for those people. But if you are right there and you could physically give them a coat to keep them warm, why aren't you giving them the coat?
Yep.
And the real deal that I got in there is that faith without deeds or faith without action is dead. And when I read this, it just sent chills down my spine. It says, well, you think all you need to do is believe. Well, the demons believe and they shudder.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, listen, you're singing my song. Look, I know I'm with you. I'm not knocking prayer either, but I will tell you, I find the expression, I will pray for you, to be, I'm sorry, but I find it a rather cheap expression. It shouldn't be,
but that's basically what we've done, to say that, hey, I acknowledge it. And I'm not saying when someone asks for a prayer request on Facebook that everybody's doing this, but I look, and I've got to look at myself in the mirror, because I'm guilty of everything that I'm saying here. I have seen people on the side that I could help that I just walked away from.
Right.
So
right.
David Hill says, well, I think it is, I'm the frog with the most warts.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, we've all walked by. We've all not done the enterprise we should have done. I'll give you the other one that's even more haunting to me, because it does fall into this whole category of sins of omission. You know, how many times could we have not just helped someone but just done something good that we failed to do? In other words, I didn't even take on the struggle of trying to maybe, give someone a clap on the back. There's so many things that we fail to do that don't just go into the category of, I didn't help someone, but I didn't even encourage someone maybe in their faith. Maybe I undermined their faith by some scandalous talk I was doing. We've all done this, and there's a huge price to be paid for that. There's a huge cost. But the solve that's been offered today, that's what I meant when I say it's cheap. The solve has been just to say these, I almost call them fatuous words. I'll pray for you. And you go home.
Right.
And by the way, if you do go home and pray for them, then by God, bless you. I mean, because nothing can help them more than God. No one will ever dispute that. But if you said it to get out of the conversation so you could get away from them because you were scared you might get sucked into doing something of consequence, then I have a little bit of a problem with it.
Right. And you know, and sometimes that prayers, most of the time I'm simply praying for God's will, because too often in some of the mega churches or whatever they might be, that they're talking about this prosperity gospel, when in fact God may want you to endure that. God, I would never have prayed for us to be in debt for 20 years. I prayed for 20 years not to be in debt. But whatever the reason was, God wanted us to endure this hardship, one, to bring glory to Him, and the way we bring glory to Him is to help others. And sometimes it may be a situation where God wants you to go through this hardship, and you may not actually make it out, but what... And you may wind up at the pearly gates versus getting out of it in this life, because ultimately, and I hear Mike talk about this all the time, our ultimate goal is to get there, and he said, come in, my good and faithful servant. If not, will we hear, I never knew you.
Yeah. If you are in debt yourself, if you're feeling the shame or the impotence, all these feelings that go along with this, I always tell people when they come to my office, I don't care what your financial situation is, how good or how bad it is. Believe me, I've seen them all, and you have nothing to be ashamed of. Just lay it out for me. But Mickey described it. It's true. People come in with fear. They come in with anxiety. They come in with feelings of impotence. They come in with all this shame, et cetera. If you're feeling that and you want to call in and ask Mickey a question about his own life or about this program that he's starting, anything, 844-527-8723. If you'd like to email me a question, david@tffco.com. Mickey, are you currently taking contributions to help people out, or is that on hold right now?
It is actually on hold right now, and part of the thing, and you and I talked about this for 2 years, you've put up with me for four, but when we first started it, we were just basically, would post out on Facebook who we were helping for the month, and then everyone would be responsible for sending a check or sending cash, whatever it might be, and that's where David Hill came in, and there's some problems in doing that. But also, I think that it's almost as lazy as talking about not praying for or just saying we're going to go pray for somebody, because we need to actually understand those situations, because if we don't know those people personally, we don't know what they're actually doing to help themselves get out of debt, then we may actually be making the problem worse. And it's getting to understand folks. But what I'm hoping that we can do is we can get people throughout the country that are complaining about being in debt, and we come together. It doesn't you may be in debt, and what you're able to do at this point in time is do what you can do to get yourself out of debt and give $30 a month to someone else.
Yeah.
But it's in order to participate in this, we're actually for someone to be able to receive what we're looking towards is they must give in some sort, some fashion, in order to receive.
Okay. Guys, this doesn't solve your debt problems, but I will offer this. Imagine not having a car payment for the next 5 months. What would you do with all that money? Hopefully, you'd buy lots of merchandise from the Mike Church store so we could keep the Veritas Radio Network alive. But whatever you would do with that money, right now at Bulldog Kia in Athens, Georgia, you can take advantage of the Summer on Us sales event where you have zero payments for 5 months. Plus, you can get 0% financing for up to 66 months on the one-of-a-kind Kia Soul or the high-tech Kia Forte or the newly redesigned Kia Optima. Bulldog Kia is where our founder, Mike Church, and his wife have purchased their vehicles since 2011. They're great friends, and they'll treat you right. And for, listen to this, I don't get to say this very often, but for the True Money Show listeners, anywhere in the continental United States, they will ship your new Kia to you for free. For free! That means your new Kia is only a click or call away. For details, call them at 855-BULLDOG or go to bulldogkia.com. And I've been wanting to say this for ever since I've heard it. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia. When we come back, we'll finish talking to Mickey about the Dollar a Day program, as we used to call it, and learn more about how to get yourself out of debt. We'll be right back.
You bring the words true and money together in modern America. You just made modern American media history. The True Money Show with David Simpson, exclusively on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, to bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.